need more KVJ Show? Find everything KVJ at kvjshow.com.
Yesterday, Jay Bird, you got this interesting text from your Aunt Ann, who she loves several things. She does love her family, but she loves her food. I don't know which she loves more. And I imagine
we don't know.
Thanksgiving has got to be a big holiday for her.
It's huge. Thanksgiving is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in the Pennington household. I mean, we love food.
So this is really perplexing that she would actually change Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving always traditionally is on Thursday.
This was news to me, and Thanksgiving is about a week out, is it not?
It is. Next yeah, week. Exactly. It's almost it's 8 days away.
We have a lot of members in our family too.
Oh yeah.
So we gotta, you know.
So you get this email that your Aunt Ann has now moved Thanksgiving from Thursday to Tuesday.
Yeah, she texted me. She said that we're gonna be doing Thanksgiving on Tuesday, not Thursday. I'm like, all right, why? And she didn't answer me back, so I went over there to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Now, we speculated on exactly why she was doing this. One of the speculations was she was moving it because maybe she had another date on the actual Thanksgiving day, and she's trying to work the system and get maybe two Thanksgiving meals out of it. That was one thing we thought. We also thought that maybe there was some internal family drama and that there was a couple of people she didn't want at Thanksgiving dinner, so she was changing the date so it would be inconvenient for them to show up.
We call that a power play.
That's
it was a power play, if that was the case.
Yeah. So what is Aunt Ann tripping about? Why is she moving Thanksgiving?
Well, I can't wait.
Just to set up the scene here, it's me and Denny's that went over there. And
you got Denny's with you?
I do. I like to bring him over there every now and then. I like to have him maybe say a comment that I know might get her annoyed.
Because okay. You're having a family discussion. Yeah. Denny's not in the family.
Denny's is an outsider. He is not part of this. He's a newbie. He's new.
He shouldn't have any opinions, but yet he does.
Well, remember he was doing the e-cig smoke in the house, and she could not believe.
That's right.
The nards on this outsider. What are you doing in there?
What is that?
He would never do that.
He's smoking in my house?
He would never do that on purpose. I told him. Dude, I want people to think Denny's a jerk.
No. He's doing it just to get her goat.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. This is what happened when you went to Aunt Ann yesterday to find out why she's moving Thanksgiving.
But why do you want to change it? So what's the deal with it changing on Tuesday?
Well, my friend Barbara invited me to a place she said in Orlando, somewhere up in that area, that they're having a thing for, you know, it's going to be a New England type thing. And Elvis, they want all as many New Englanders to go up there as possible. There's going to be everything there. She's going to, all kinds of turkeys, all kinds of mashed potatoes, all kinds of stuffings.
Okay.
Okay. So she's going to Orlando with Barbara.
Barbara.
Who's been talked about on this show.
Oh, yeah. Barbara's the one that kind of stirs things up around here, isn't she?
She does. She's the one that gets the pot all stirred up.
My aunt does. Yeah. I'll let the audio play.
Okay.
Pies galore. I can't wait for that.
Pies galore.
Pies galore.
I can't wait for that.
I don't blame her.
Pies galore.
Pies galore is a big deal. That's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. Right.
I thought you didn't like Barbara.
Well, she's going to pay for my dinner, so what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't have to like her.
So we're going to do it Tuesday?
Yeah, I said Tuesday.
Well, who said you can change it on Tuesday?
Me.
But the...
What the hell are you asking me? Back? Are you going to cook it?
I'm not going to cook it, but I'm saying, can everyone else do it on Tuesday?
If I say we're going to have a Thanksgiving on Tuesday... We're going to have it on Tuesday.
You can't do it on Tuesday.
What do you mean? Who are you, his lawyer?
I just thought we were...
This doesn't concern you.
Who are you, his lawyer? He doesn't like to be yelled at.
This doesn't concern you.
He can't do it on Tuesday.
She can't believe this outsider is now meddling in a family matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the nerve. Yeah. The nerve on this one.
Can we do it on Wednesday?
No, I got plans on Wednesday also.
Huh.
What are you doing on Wednesday?
I'm doing another Thanksgiving on Wednesday.
Oh, she's working the system to get three Thanksgivings.
She's got triple going. For
three.
She's got three Thanksgivings, man.
Three Thanksgivings.
She's doing it right. I'm jealous of her tactics.
She's great. She's genius.
This is an Ann power play.
Take notes, boys.
Three Thanksgivings? Oh, my gosh.
So you're having three Thanksgivings?
Yes, I am.
So you want to have Thanksgiving here on Tuesday?
Tuesday,
so Thanksgiving's been changed to Tuesday?
For our house. For this year. I think I deserve it. I've lived long enough.
I just don't want there to be any scheduling conflicts.
Between who? You know, schedule conflict. I'll do it Tuesday. Well, I get it now. You're going to be Kevin's do-boy. Be a little puppet for Kevin.
Well, all right. So... Okay, I guess we're having Thanksgiving on Tuesday.
I've been defeated.
Oh, you totally have been defeated.
You can't battle that. You can't battle three Thanksgivings.
I'm kind of. I want to go to this Thanksgiving up in Orlando. It sounds
three
unbelievable.
Three Thanksgivings. Okay.
They want to get as many New Englanders as they can.
New England Thanksgiving.
They have pies galore.
I want to be a part of pies galore.
Who doesn't want pies galore? Wow. Okay, so that's what that was
that
all
was
about
what
then
that
yesterday.
Was about. So
okay.
Thanksgiving, next Tuesday.
Now we know.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Well, yesterday on the show, you heard us talking about your Aunt Ann. If you missed a little bit of it, here's kind of how it started. And we were just trying to find out, why is she trying to move the family Thanksgiving from Thursday to Tuesday? And you went with the Hidden Mic and producer Denny's to get some answers. Here's some of the stuff you found out.
But why do you want to change it? So what's the deal with it changing on Tuesday?
Well, my friend Bobber invited me to a place she said in Orlando, somewhere up in that area, that they're having a thing for, you know, it's going to be a New England type thing. And elders, they want all as many New Englanders to go up there as possible. There's going to be everything there. She's going to, all kinds of turkeys, all kinds of mashed potatoes, all kinds of stuffings, pies galore. I can't wait for that.
I thought you didn't like Barbara.
Well, she's going to pay for my dinner, so what the hell? I don't have to like her.
Okay, so
just to give a backstory, this Barbara.
Yeah, I gotta find what is the story about Barbara for people who don't know or forgot.
When my mom was alive, my mom couldn't stand her. She has been in our lives from like the '70s, and for whatever reason why she's been kept around for some reason. She's nothing but a gossip starter. Yeah. She does nothing but start drama. I've always told my family, why is Barbara in our life? She has nothing but cause trouble.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what
Because she has access to pies galore.
Yeah, and she's paying for dinner.
We're talking about friends with perks.
Yeah.
Barbara has pies galore.
She does have some money. Barbara has a little money.
Okay. Friends with perks. That's what it's all about.
But
highly, we're finding out.
I've never liked her. My mom couldn't stand her. She's always been a very...
It's like with any relationship in our lives. You always weigh the positive versus the negatives. Nobody's all positive. Nobody's all negative. If you've got some cool perks, like pies galore and some money, then you're going to put up with a little bit more gossip than you would.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I can't believe that this woman's still in my life, honestly.
Well, apparently there's some more drama that is being stirred up here, because this is the voicemail message you woke up to on your phone this morning.
It's 2:50 in the morning. This is the first thing that I wake up to. I see I see that there's a missed call. There's a voicemail. It's from home. I'm like,
it's not going to be good.
No, it's not good.
Hey, Jason. This is Ian. Got a bone to pick with you. Bob is pissed off at me for you blabbing your big mouth on the on your radio show. Bob is pissed as I am. You know, she gets pissed off easy. You know that.
Oh, Bob, you know that. You know that.
What doesn't piss this woman off, Bob? She's a drama starter. Yeah, I don't give a crap.
You know she is.
I'm so sick of this. This Barbara woman has caused so much crap for the Pennington family.
Oh, you're infuriating Bob. Yeah, just keep talking.
She's infuriating me.
And now she's canceling my ticket, so I can't go.
What?
And I need you to give me a call as soon as you can, because I am pissed off. Do that, Mr. Funny Ass. Call me back.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Barbara canceled.
Pies galore is gone.
Pies galore?
All right. Let me just go ahead and say, I did not know this was going to happen. I knew it was
going
to bite
me. Mr. Funny Ass, what do you got?
I don't like Barbara. This is a blessing in disguise. This really is.
You weren't going to Pies Galore anyway.
I know. I have to figure out what the heck this means.
You got to buy Pies Galore.
I have
you
to.
You need to take a pie buffet to Aunt Ann.
I have to, without a doubt, make.
Galore means like 10 plus pies.
Yeah,
just
I think so.
Just so you know, the pie count is high.
Yeah. What is a New England Thanksgiving? Like, I have to give her a New England Thanksgiving, and it's got to be big.
So you need to find anyone.
Lobster rolls.
So you need to find anyone in our area that's from New England, and you got to find a buttload of pies.
Well, chowder.
Well, because now I'm thinking that Thanksgiving's probably not on Tuesday anymore. She doesn't have a Thanksgiving on Thursday. I think we're taking our family. If I had to fill in the blanks,
this kind of works out for you, because if you can get Thanksgiving back to the actual Thursday and put Barbara out of your life, this is a win-win.
No, it's not. This is not a win-win. This is so much trauma. No, this is a big... No, this is
going to cost you about $350.
I mean, I have to have a sit-down with Mafia Ann today. I got to explain.
You better not come empty-handed.
Yeah, is producer Denny's going?
I think he is. He's my consigliere.
He's already so nervous he's hitting the e-cig.
I honestly don't know if I can bring him with me. I know, but so I got to figure out, I got to give her a kick-ass Thanksgiving on Thursday, if that's what's going on.
What's her favorite pies?
Ooh, she likes Boston cream pies. Okay. She likes apple, the standard. She
pumpkin?
She loves pumpkin. Okay. She loves peanut butter pie.
Okay, all right.
Peanut butter pie.
Okay, those are four pies you must have.
Definitely got to supply the turkey.
What about cherry pie? You like cherry pie?
She likes all pies. Pies galore. But here's the thing, that now she was going to cook on Thanksgiving. She's not going to want to cook on Thursday. I got to figure out how I'm going
to
cook.
She's going to be too mad to cook.
I got
to
cook the turkey.
You're going to have it catered.
I have to get it catered. I would microwave the turkey.
Yeah, you can't be in charge of cooking anything.
No. Oh, this is great.
No, okay. It's not.
This is going to cost you 300 bones.
At least. We got to get cider. Always have cider at the Pennington household.
Okay, well, the ongoing saga, the update, Ann is not happy. Neither is Barbara.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
How did your Thanksgiving go? Well, we are all just caring about what was happening at Jason's and Ann's house. And I just love it because as soon as he gets to her door, immediately it all starts out. If you missed it, the saga that's been going on, you were supposed to bring over pies galore because she had a Thanksgiving actually cancel out on her because we were talking about it and it involved this woman, Barbara, and things just went south really fast.
Barbara did not take kindly to us talking about her on the radio.
So there were all these pies you were supposed to bring over when you went to your Aunt Ann's house.
Come in. Come in. Come in, Dad. Come in. I'm dressed.
Hey, honey.
Did you get the squash pie?
I couldn't find that for the life of me. No one knows what...
You didn't look very hard.
No one knows what the hell I'm talking about.
You gotta be kidding. Somebody knows. There's a lot of New Englanders down here.
Yeah.
Here, I got seven other pies. I got apple, I got peach, I got...
I made an apple pie. Why would I want another apple pie?
Well, I got one from a store.
Ah, my baked pie was good.
No, I know it is. So
better than friggin' store bought.
I got peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
I got cherry.
I don't like cherry pie.
Uh-oh. I like peach. You got peach.
I don't like peach pie either.
I got the chocolate cream pie.
I love that. That I like.
I got blueberry.
Love blueberry.
Okay, all right. You rebounded a little bit.
A little bit. I think I got two out of eight pies that she liked.
Yeah, but ultimately not doing well.
A lot of pie.
So you and producer Denny's, you head over there and check out, see what's going on with Ann. And it just wouldn't be a festive holiday time if my name didn't come up.
Absolutely. And she's annoyed by Denny's, by the way. It's kind of been set up to every time Denny's goes in there, he just does something a little
off.
He's
just uninvited. Really... He's not part of the family.
No.
Well, you make him do it. He's not normally like that.
No.
Which is so awesome. Awesome. So he's acting up this character of Denny's the douche.
And he hates. He told me because he really hates doing this. He says he's so uncomfortable.
You can hear
getting
it.
Yelled at by air.
You got something to do today?
I got to do some stuff. I got to work.
Well, you always got to do something. Don't, even on Thanksgiving.
Well, Kevin wants me to do this one.
Oh, Kevin wants a lot of.
No, I know he does. I got to get this video done.
Is he working today?
He always works.
It's a friggin' holiday. He's the modern day Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Why? He makes you work all the time.
Well,
if you work on a holiday.
Yeah.
I know he's the head guy on the show, but he always tries to be the leader. Tries to be the funniest. And his holiday season, he should be run over by a reindeer.
Well, you know.
Have you worked Christmas Day?
I don't know what Kevin's going to make us do. Who knows? Yeah, he likes to make us work on the holidays.
Santa should put a lump of coal in his stocking for making you guys work on the holidays.
So what do you think of the Thanksgiving dinner?
Very good. It'll surpass.
What's that?
What?
It'll suffice.
You like all the pies?
Are you feeding the dog?
I wasn't feeding him. I dropped the piece.
He's not supposed to have table food. He has to eat dog food, you know, because he's a dog. He eats dog food.
Yeah, Denny's.
Well, I didn't want to waste it, so I figured the dog would like it. I just gave him a little bit of turkey.
Jay, don't give him turkey. Don't give him anything. He was sick this morning. I woke up to a bunch of everything all over the place. It made me disgusted.
Do you got white gravy?
What's white gravy? From a turkey? It's only brown. When you what the hell are you talking about, white gravy?
They make white gravy, too.
Who?
I don't think we have any white gravy anymore.
What's the matter with you? You like to stir the pot. You're just lucky you're eating here.
The interaction between Ann and Denny's about the white gravy is my favorite part of anything.
Oh, man. There's also a song that goes along with it. Check it out on the KBJ Show Twitter right now.
Hey, it's Jay Bird. Oh, the power of pizza can be yours. That's right. You can win a pizza experience from Das Craft Beer and Pizza and have me deliver the pizza to your home. For more information, hit up WRMF.com.
More KBJ Show now on 97.9 WRMF.